Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Burt Show.
When you need the right words and don't want to screw it up, let The Burt Show be your texting tutor, and we'll screw it up for you.
Cynthia here needs our help texting. We call this texting tutor when you find yourself in a situation that's a little on the tense side and you want to send some texts out, but you want to use the exact right words and you're not sure you will. You come to us and we help you text. And in Cynthia's case here, she wants some support to text the woman who claims to be her long-lost sister. Claims to be. Hey, Cynthia, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Okay.
Seems like you've got a lot on your plate.
Yep. Tell us what's going on with the woman that claims to be your long-lost sister.
So I got this random text yesterday from some woman named Christine who says she's my long-lost sister from my dad, obviously, and she wanted to connect and everything, and it's kind of blown my mind, but it's always kind of also been a rumor around the family that my dad did have another child, but it was, you know, like the secret that nobody talked about. But then this happens and it's kind of like, okay, well, I guess this is real then.
So what's the history? Like, what's the rumor that's been circulating around the family as to like the long lost child your dad had?
So essentially, it was before he met my mom and everything, so like not a cheating thing or anything like that. But when he was a teenager, him and his girlfriend got pregnant, and they didn't want to get rid of it or anything like that. So they agreed to part ways, and she raised the baby on her own, and that was that.
What did the text say? Was it just one line, one text, or was there a follow-up, or were you just even too freaked out to respond to it?
I haven't responded at all, but I'll read it to y'all.
Okay.
It says, "Hi, Cynthia. My name is Christine. You don't know me, and I'm not even sure you know about me. This text will likely come out of nowhere, and here is no easy way to say this, so I just will. We are half-sisters. Your dad is my biological father. I don't know how you will feel about all of this, but I thought you may want to know about me."
Whoa. To the point.
I have to know, have you talked to your dad or your mom about this?
Yes, I went over there after and, you know, I sat them down, talked to them, showed them the text, and they confirmed that it's real and that he did have a child and everything. And he also told me that he has spoken to her recently on Facebook, but hasn't really gathered the nerve, I guess, to talk on the phone or meet up or anything like that.
Did he encourage you to actually go through with it, or how did he feel about you reaching back out?
I mean, they said the ball's in my court if I wanted to reach out or not. Like, they weren't going to force me or anything like that, but they wouldn't be mad or anything if I did.
So what are we here for? What is it exactly you're looking for from us?
I have no idea what to say. Like, someone reaches out to you and says, "Hey, I'm your half-sister. You want to be friends?" I don't know what to do or say. That I'm kind of lost.
Okay, so what is your intent here? Do you want to pursue a relationship? Because it'd be very easy to turn her off. And we could come up with a whole bunch of texts like, oh, hey, nice to meet you. Can I borrow $10,000? But is this a relationship that you want to pursue?
I'm very curious to know about her and who she is and stuff. And I especially don't want to burn a bridge in case my dad wants to have a relationship with her. It's just, I'm very apprehensive because it's like, why are you reaching out now? Kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she's gotten to a stage where she feels emotionally ready to explore the other half of her family. Like as a kid, like, I don't think you really have any concept of what it means for you to have like other people related to you into the world. And then you get older and you kind of have this curiosity about where you came from. So maybe it's just the right time.
Or maybe Cynthia, she literally just found this information out. Maybe she didn't know that she had a dad out there.
These are all good questions that we should text.
Hey, why you hit me up, girl?
That's what brings us here.
I was going to say,
I mean, you're definitely right. Like, I'm an only child. So this is also like, I've never had a sibling. I don't know what to do with this.
Yeah. Abby wouldn't endorse it. She does not endorse a sibling at all.
Yeah, no, it's not great.
I think regardless, everything you just said is pretty much what I would put into text form about you being apprehensive. You don't want to burn bridges with dad. Like, I think from the get-go, if you want some semblance of a relationship with this person, regardless, or maybe you don't. But I think honesty is the best way to approach this.
Yeah, and I'm pretty naive about things like this. But based on the text that she sent you, it sounds very kind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm wondering where the apprehension is coming from. Like, what are the cons to reaching out and maybe having a relationship with her?
I guess it's more of just, like, the unknown. Because maybe I've seen too many movies of bad things happening and stuff. But, you know, she seems really nice, but I still don't know this person. It's weird,
yeah,
I guess. Something I never thought I would have to cross.
Yeah,
I mean,
you don't wake up thinking you're going to get a text like this. That's for sure. All right, Cynthia, give us a couple of minutes here. In all the years that we've done Texting Tutor, this is a first. We have never had this before. So give us a couple of minutes, and when we come back, we will start texting the woman that claims to be your long-lost sister and see where it goes, okay?
Sounds great.
All right, Burt Show Texting Tutor coming up next.
The Burt Show.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one. Download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
All right, so a couple of minutes ago, Cynthia hit us up and she wants our help with Texting Tutor. She got a text from a woman that claims to be her long-lost sister. When she got this text, she goes to dad, she goes to mom. She's like, look at this crazy text. And dad goes, oh, no, that's right.
Yeah, that happened.
No, yeah, that's accurate. Mm-hmm. So Cynthia here now wants our help texting this woman and just starting a dialogue. She wants a relationship. She doesn't want to burn any bridges with her dad or anything like that. Doesn't want to scare her off. If she wants to have a relationship with Cynthia's dad also.
All right, so Cynthia, please reread the text that Christine sent to you out of the blue.
Hi, Cynthia. My name's Christine. You don't know me, and I'm not even sure you know about me. This text will likely come out of nowhere, and there is no easy way to say this, so I just will. We are half-sisters. Your dad is my biological father. I don't know how you will feel about all of this, but I thought you may want to know about me.
How old are you, Cynthia?
I'm 29.
So then I would text back, hey, sis, you owe me 29 birthday presents. And just open with some humor if you wanted to. That's a fun way of doing it. Or you could just go in super serious.
I
don't think you have to be serious or laugh it off. I think you can just kind of go in with
unsubscribe.
Stop, all caps.
It is such a serious thing that I do think something light like that really sets the tone for the rest of the texting, which means like, hey, I'm open to this and I'm lighthearted.
I get that, but you kind of have to know each other's senses of humor a little bit. Mm-hmm. Granted, they share half their DNA, so they may have similar senses of humor. But putting myself in Christine's shoes, to put yourself out there like that, to reach out to somebody who's your long-lost sister, if they responded back with that, I would feel dismissed. And it wouldn't hit right for me.
How about you guys?
If that's the response I got back.
For me, I think we can be lighthearted without having to make a joke. Maybe just saying something like, wow, that's quite the text to get on a Wednesday or a Tuesday. And then we lead into what we actually want to say, which is, you know, maybe would love to hop on a call and chat with you about the last 30 years or whatever.
Completely agree with Abby. I think it should be light, but not a joke. And then we kind of, because she was more serious. So I think it can be light, but it should be more in tune to what she was originally saying.
I'd say something like, does that mean we could start sharing clothes?
But again, I know your sense of humor. Yeah. So that would land.
I do tend to address awkward situations with humor. So it wouldn't be the worst thing.
Okay, so when did you get the text?
Yesterday.
Okay, just say, wow, that's quite the text to get on a random Tuesday, .. I'd love to get to know you more over text, if that's okay with you.
I would say I'd like.
We should.
All right.
Just throwing this out there. You can feel free to poo-poo it. Since you have taken a solid 24 hours to respond, if I was Christine, I'd probably be, after I sent a text like that, I would have been sitting on pins and needles waiting for a response. And you are, don't get me wrong, you're well within your right to like digest this. Maybe think of it like, thanks for your patience. Mm-hmm. I checked with my dad and he confirmed who you are. And then go into
that's good.
And then add, P.S. I'm broke, so don't ask me for money.
Gotcha. So thanks for your patience. I talked with dad who confirmed everything.
Yeah.
She's actually a scammer. This is a huge get for her.
Thanks for your patience with my response.
Okay.
I wanted to confirm this with dad and he did.
Well, if she's a scammer, mom and dad are in on it too. This is a great story.
That is an impressive scam right there.
Screw over our daughter. We've been waiting 29 years for this. You owe us 30 grand.
So it says, thanks for your patience with my response. I talked to the dad who confirmed everything. Leave it at that.
I would put that and then I put the one at the end about I would love to, or I'd like to get to know you better.
Over text, if that's okay with you. Because that way it is right. That's good. Because you're establishing boundaries and what you can expect up front.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's it.
Send.
Must be so strange, you know? Like you wake up in the morning to find out that you have a sibling that you didn't know about for 29 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of insane.
That will rock you, right? I wouldn't be shocked.
Oh, it does.
I wouldn't be shocked. My dad was a dog. I would not be surprised
not even
at all.
A little bit.
Mm-mm.
I would definitely be shocked.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm surprised it hadn't happened already. If I got one, I'd be like, what took you so long? Yeah.
My uncle got that news a couple of years ago. He had a 35-year-old daughter. And we were shocked because he's like a deacon in the church. And we were like, whoa.
Oh, there's a story. Yeah. There's a story.
Wow. But he was like wild back in the day.
Lordy, lordy.
Mm-hmm.
It's also weird because it's blood but a stranger. You know, there's like almost we got this instant bond through blood. I don't know you.
Two complete strangers. Mm-hmm.
What if when they link up, they have the exact same mannerisms? She goes to scratch her right eye. The other lady scratches her right eye. Wear the same thing. Had no idea.
I'm sure that's how it would be for like long lost twins.
Yeah.
Well, they've read it. Just waiting now.
And now we wait for 24 hours for her response.
I was about to say, this might be the shortest texting tutor of all time. Like, what is she going to say? No, I don't want to get to know you over text.
Just kidding.
JK. Bye.
Yeah, at this point, you can't back down. You can't back out.
Uh-huh.
It must have taken her a serious amount of time, though, to say, is this somebody that I want to contact? So she's been mulling this over also.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not going to back out now.
Okay, she responded.
Okay.
Says, yes, I know it's so much to digest. I was hoping you would want to get to know each other. I want you to know that while you may have just found out about me, I've known about you for a very long time.
That's ominous.
I will take what I can get, but I would really like to meet with you.
Oh, wow.
Huh.
In fact, I live next door.
Oh, stop it. In fact, I'm outside.
Okay, well, Cynthia, let's let this digest. How does that make you feel? Do you want to take it slow? Or do you just want to rip that Band-Aid and meet up with her this weekend?
Well, now I kind of want to meet up because I don't understand how she knew about me if my dad wasn't talking. Mm-hmm.
There's only one place you got to go here, and it makes total sense. That's Olive Garden.
Everybody, really? When you're there, you're family.
Yeah, really. I'm trying not to laugh at that.
Come on. It seems so obvious.
We are not making light of your situation, Cynthia. We are just trying to inject a little bit of humor.
I say that's what you write, or let's go to Olive Garden.
Gotta see how you house those brain sticks.
But no, seriously, Cynthia, does that freak you out? Would you rather still take this slow and just keep on texting, or are you game to meet in person?
She said she wanted to meet her. Game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now I do because I've got more questions, but wow. I still want to text. So, I mean, I want to know about me. Like, I'm very confused.
Look, you know what? Yeah. Why don't you hard sell her on this? Say, does this weekend work for you? Mm-hmm. If you're, if you want to do it this weekend. I mean, but I think this is one of those things that the longer you wait, the longer, the more stress, the more anxiety. I'd want to get it done.
Yeah,
as soon as possible.
Does tonight work for you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm on my way over now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I'm not against it now. This weekend would work.
Okay, then hit her up.
Huh? See you at Olive Garden at 6.
Do we even know if she lives in the same town and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah,
well, if she's known about her for a while, then she must know that they're in the same vicinity. Otherwise, she wouldn't be like, let's...
Just do this. Hit her back and say, no idea where you live, but if you're a local, would you like to meet face-to-face this weekend?
Yeah, don't give your city away just in case this is a creep.
Because, I'm keeping it very vague.
My zip code is 32.
Okay, so no idea where you live, but if you are local, I'm free this weekend.
That's great.
Would you like to meet face to face?
Actually, maybe they should meet butt to butt.
What?
Are you trying to make the human centipede?
I don't know. I just think the whole face to face thing is funny. Like, how else are you going to meet? Like, arm to arm? Hand to hand?
Abby doesn't like that phrase, so just say in person.
Forehead to forehead.
Forehead to forehead. Cheek to cheek.
Mouth to mouth.
Tat to tat.
Should I just send it?
Yeah.
No idea where you live, but if you were local to meet, I'm free this weekend. Would you like to meet face to face?
Abby doesn't like face to face, so put in person and then you can hit send.
Boob to boob.
Toe to toe.
Toe to toe. Oh! You want to go toe to toe this weekend, stepsis?
Half sis.
Half sis. Sorry. Yeah, that's a different movie.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just want to let you know right now that the competition for the will starts this weekend.
Oh, but you do have 29 years on her.
You got to be reluctant. A little reluctant, a little bit strategic here.
Yeah, but she's right the first. She's the eldest.
But her dad abandoned her.
True.
Yeah,
I wouldn't bring that up the moment you meet her. Yeah. So do you have any idea why my dad abandoned you?
Yeah, you can't be all that. My dad bailed her.
And I wonder why she'd want to meet with her instead of him first, the father.
That is telling.
Yeah. Is it telling? What does it say?
No, because I had a friend in a similar situation, and the dad was more hesitant, so she ended up meeting with the siblings before she even met with the dad.
Oh, it just seems like it'd be easier?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like easing your way in.
Okay. And dad's been in contact.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she texts it back.
And
says, I absolutely would. I'm not far, but would travel any distance. Yes, I can be there Saturday.
Okay.
Wow. It is.
All right.
She's committed.
Okay, this is great.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll
this is exciting. I mean, I know it's nerve-wracking. I know it's a lot. I'm sure it's extremely overwhelming. But Cynthia, you're going to meet your half-sister this weekend.
I know. I really can't wrap my head around it.
Yeah. Meet in a public place, though, in case she needs a kidney or something and this is an elaborate sting setup.
It's 2024, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Never know.
All right, Cynthia, you can take it from here, but we would love to check in with you on Monday and find out how it went, okay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Glad we could help, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Enjoy the breadsticks.
The Burt Show.
All right, homework assignment for us today. Shouldn't take a lot of time at all. You guys know what bucket lists are, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
These are the items that you absolutely gotta do before you're dead. Okay, that is your bucket list. Anybody have a bucket list item you want to share?
I mean, I have some bucket list locations I want to go to as far as travel goes.
Yeah.
Like Greece is there at the top of the list. I want to see the pyramids in Egypt so bad.
Pigeon Forge.
That one I checked off.
Oh, you did? You did that one.
I checked that one off the list. Yeah.
Bucket list.
Northern Lights for me.
God, yes.
And probably in Iceland, but honestly, it doesn't matter where it's from. I just really want to see the Northern Lights. And then I want to take a train. There's a train, sleeper car train that goes all throughout South America. I don't want to take that too.
So fun.
And then a safari in Africa.
Oh, yes,
and then
that's it. Yes, that one too.
Yeah. Bucket list.
That's on mine too. Safari in Africa for sure. A live football game in a Latin country and bungee jump.
Ooh. Bungee jump.
Yep.
Oh, we could do that.
We can make that happen.
Yeah, we can.
Well, I mean, not in a rush, though. Thank you.
He's like,
why I didn't say that for the football game? No one was excited to get me to the football game.
He's over here like, Cassie and Krista want to go on an African safari, too. Can't we all do that together?
Right. Live from the savannah.
Abby, your bucket list item.
I would really like for a man to like me back, actually.
I don't think that's the problem. I think it's you liking them back.
That's true. I would like to have feelings for a man. That's on my bucket list.
Okay.
And go to London.
One of those two things.
Interchangeable.
Yes, Tommy.
I have bucket list concerts.
Okay.
Stevie Wonder's at the top of my list.
All right. Okay.
There you go.
That it?
That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
I want to. There are a couple of locations around the world now where you can camp out on the side of mountains.
That's not a bucket list. That is a death wish.
No, it's not. So they have the tents on the side of the mountains now, so there's nothing underneath you.
What?
Have you seen these?
No. You're hanging off the side. It's not like on a cliff edge. You're literally, like, the tent is what, like, with the carabiners or whatever, like, rotted into the side of the mountain.
Yep.
You're hanging. So if you sleepwalk to your bed.
On a tent?
Yes.
It's like in a tent.
Uh-huh.
No way.
Amazing, right? All right, so forget about bucket lists. Those are common. There is a new trend now called anti-bucket list. Things you do not want to do before you die.
Oh, yes, because this is an anti-bucket list.
Stuff that you don't ever want to do.
You never want to do it again. I would be happy if I never saw another opera again. Okay. What would be on your anti-bucket list?
I never want to milk a cow again. My grandfather was a farmer in Shropshire, and he once showed me how you milk a cow by hand, and it kills your hands, and you walk around like that for hours afterwards. Never again.
All right, so all of us have to come in tomorrow with five things that we never want to do again.
Again.
In our lives.
Okay. So it's something we've done, don't want to do it again.
Never want to do it again.
Okay.
Okay? Well, or it can be just things that you never, ever want to do in your life.
Well, those are two different things.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you can mix it up. We can really get crazy here, Kristen. You could have both on your list.
I like specific rules.
All right.
I need specific parameters.
Create your own parameters.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, Rebecca, we are here to figure out if we are mentally stable enough to be on a reality TV show.
Yeah, so recently I talked about applying for the reality TV show Love is Blind, and I was very excited about it until I realized, oh yeah, you got to pass like a psychology test if you want to be eligible as a candidate.
Or do you have to fail the psychology test in order to become a candidate for this reality show?
It's really interesting you say that because I did some research and I realized that, yeah, psych tests for reality TV, they kind of are for liability, but they're mostly just to categorize people and see what kind of role they would fit on the reality TV show they're applying for. Of course, you can fail if you're like clinically insane or something. And I was a little worried for myself because I am, I don't know about y'all, but I am mentally ill.
If you're on the show, it's a team effort. If you guys were going to apply for any reality TV show that you think you would be successful at, what would it be?
Oh, easily. The Bachelor. I think I've applied for that show like seven times. All drunk, but I've applied and I've felt like I could handle it. I think I'd do a pretty good job.
The challenge for me.
Ooh.
Real World Challenge on TV.
Okay.
Yeah, I know me and Kristen have a thing for that. I've always wanted to do it, but I was too old by the time I wanted to try.
Have you seen the anniversary show that's coming up with all the OGs?
No.
Yeah, so the next, I think it's like season 40 that's coming up soon.
Wow.
I know. Season 40 is coming up soon and they're bringing in like all the names that we know and love coming back.
All the CTs, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Everybody. That's my favorite, one of my favorite shows to watch, but I would suck on that show. I would be out probably the first week. So
Like something like American Pickers, where we go to people's houses and go look through all their junk.
Girl, you'd be great on the British Baking Show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a really good one.
That would be so fun. And yeah. I wonder if I could get a Hollywood handshake.
Love is blind for me. By the time you look at me, it's too late. I got a chance. I got two episodes.
You're saying there's a chance.
I actually think I would do really well in The Circle. I hate circle, but I think I would do well on it. So with the help of Google and my sister, who is a 26-year-old marriage counselor, I created the Burt Show's reality TV psych test.
That's okay.
Will you pass? Will you fail? Who will you be? I've sent each of you a link. It's also on the schedule, so if you'll please click it.
Yep.
There are seven questions. I will read them and then call on each of you to answer until we get our results.
Okay.
All right. The first question is for Kristen. Mm-hmm. Kristen, take out your phone.
Yes.
Go to the photos folder and scroll down until you see selfies.
Got it.
How many selfies do you currently have in your phone right now?
Photos or videos?
Like selfies, like in the selfie folder.
Yeah. So I have selfie photos and I have selfie videos. And I have 6,501 photos.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow.
So you'd be clicking over 1,000.
Yes.
All right. Second question.
My son's in a majority of them.
Okay. I think
and we're all answering these privately?
Yes. Okay. Answer as you would for yourself.
Hmm.
Mo, you have an afternoon to spend however you like. What are you choosing to do? Cuddling up with a good book and getting cozy? Going on a solo adventure outdoors? Catching up on your favorite reality TV show? Or calling up friends for an activity that involves alcohol?
Knowing myself, definitely calling up friends for an activity that involves alcohol will probably be my go-to.
Fascinating. All right, Abby. Do you believe that most people are trustworthy? Yes, I think that the majority of people are genuine. I think there's an equal mix of trustworthy and untrustworthy people in the world. I only trust the people in my life I am close to, or I trust no one.
My therapist is probably going to be texting me once I respond to this, but yeah, I trust no one.
I see that for you. Okay. Bert, do you consider yourself smarter than most people? I think I'm of average intelligence. I think I'm smarter than most people I meet. I don't think I'm as intelligent as the rest of the world. Or I think I'm very smart and don't want to compare myself to others.
Based on what I see online, I don't think I'm as intelligent as the rest of the world. I'm equal.
Wow.
I think I'm very smart and don't want to compare myself to others.
Okay. All right.
Safe
smart
enough.
Answer.
Smart answer.
Next question. We're back to Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
What word best describes you? Creative, empathetic, interesting, or passionate?
I'm torn between two, but I'm going to go with empathetic.
Okay. Love that. All right, Mo. Are your feelings easily hurt? Yes, I am a sensitive person. No, I have tough skin. Some things might hurt my feelings, but I am usually strong. Or what are feelings?
Man, these questions, 20-year-old me would answer them so differently than me now.
I think if you ask some of the people close to me, they'll probably say I'm what are feelings. But I think in recent times, I have become more of a no, I have a tough skin for answer.
Got it. And the last question, Abby.
Mm-hmm.
Four animals stand before you. Pick one to step on.
This is so messed up. Well, okay. Deduction. If I step on the bunny rabbit, it's probably going to die. A baby chick, probably going to die. A mongoose, I might get bit. Mudang, I think could survive the weight of my high arches. So I'm going to go Mudang because I love animals.
Interesting. All right, everyone, click finish.
I don't know if I should be proud or sad about this.
Bert, who are you?
I am the wild card. Wow, you're kind of wild and crazy, aren't you? We're not totally sure if you should pass the psych test, but we do know you would make really good TV. You're hired.
Bert passed. Kristen, did you?
You fail.
Good for you.
You are at home watching the show. Tough luck. You're not the right kind of crazy to make it on reality TV, but that's probably for the best. Enjoy binging 8 episodes of The Real Agnostic Shamans of San Antonio.
That's funny.
I think it depends on who you ask, because it says I fail, but I think Tommy would agree I have passed, because it says you are clinically insane. You're so insane that not even letting you exit the limo, now you're stuck in a Bucky's mascot costume in front of the Bachelor Mansion. Get some therapy and apply for a network that will actually accept you. TLC.
Nice. Abby?
I also got the same one that Mo got. You fail. You're clinically insane. Now I'm in a Bucky's costume outside the Bachelor Mansion.
Oh, my God. No one got fan favorite.
No.
Will you accept this beef jerky is what I'll be asking.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Kristen's got me all distracted now.
What'd I do?
We were just talking off the air how I was sharing with these guys that I saw a video a couple of days ago. Elon Musk is got this program that they're trying to install now at Tesla, where if you own a Tesla, you can basically rent it out to other people while you're not using it. So it's like, it's almost like an Airbnb for your Tesla car. So, Abby, you have a Tesla, let's say. You're going out of town for a week. You want to get some cash for the car. You just rent it out to somebody for a week. They return it when you get home. Tesla takes a cut. You as the owner take a cut, and your Tesla is on the road. So I thought it was a really, really brilliant idea. And then Kristen said, there's already kind of a website that does this kind of thing that I had no idea about.
Oh, yeah. No, Turo's been around for years. Like that Turo came out in 2010. So it's been around for almost 15 years now. And my friend down in West Palm Beach, that's how I found out about it years ago, was she wanted to buy a high-end luxury car so people who are visiting West Palm could rent her car and they can make money off of it. She has another friend who has like their own like fleet of cars and is making like a substantial amount of money from it. And then after she told me about it, I come to find out one of my good friends who lives here, he's been renting out his Tesla because he travels so much for work, and he's been renting his Tesla out for like, just making money.
I had absolutely no idea that was a thing. And even if like you're thinking about getting a new car, you know, you only get an hour to test drive a car. But in this case, you could find somebody with a similar car, test drive it for a week, and then you could go out and buy one just like it. I had no idea this even existed.
That makes sense.
Damn. All right, Cassie, gentle parenting. It bit you in the booty.
I mean, maybe I'm just a failure as a parent, because that's also very possible.
Oh, welcome to the club.
Yay.
It's so much fun. Let's fail together.
But I have been trying what's called gentle parenting, and that doesn't mean pushover parenting. Like, it just means you handle things a little more emotionally and gently with your kids rather than the overbearing authoritative, you must do this now kind of feel,
no
right?
No reasoning, just it's my way or the highway parenting.
Yeah, not that way, but so much as like, you give them the reason. We don't do this because of this. Or you redirect or things like if they're running, you don't say, don't run. You say, walk, please, because if you fall, you will hurt yourself. Remember? So you give them explanations. And it takes a while to sink in. But with my eldest daughter, who's four, it's been really successful. And she's very sensitive. So it's worked great. I also have a two-year-old who's almost 2.5. And we have actually discussed getting his hearing checked because he doesn't even respond to his name. And it is getting to a point, and his hearing is fine. We've already had it tested. He's fine. He just ignores us. He don't give an F. He will do what he wants if he wants to do it. And he'll do that thing where he also, you're like, please don't do this. And he'll just stare you in the eye and walk and go do it. And he thinks it's funny, like he's being cheeky. But it's getting tiring. And so I'll try the same tactics like, Max, don't do this because of X, Y, and Z. Max, or I'll remove him or redirect him, everything. Sometimes he won't even listen. And I find I have to yell at the top of my lungs to even get him to slowly turn his head and look at me. And I'm like, I don't want to be the yelling parent, but that's the only way you listen. And now his sister is learning from him. And so I set him down, guys, and she'll start crying. And I'm like, I don't want to yell. And in my head, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm this parent. I don't want to yell, but you're forcing me to. And I can be better. I just don't know what to do because Max is also hitting and biting now. And I know it's because he doesn't have the words he needs to express himself genuinely. He's not a mean kid. And I can see when he gets frustrated, he just can't verbalize it. Right. And I am at a loss for what to do.
Yeah. This is why I stuck to raising cats.
That is smart.
So I subscribe to gentle parenting as well. My husband, not so much. We're really on the same page there. And I do feel like acknowledging their feelings is important, even though sometimes, a lot of times, toddlers' feelings are very nonsensical. But sometimes, Cassie, you just got one of these. And you got to yell. And you got to scream. Otherwise, nothing gets done.
It's true, man.
I don't want to... And that's where we are. Where we are. The gloves are off. But here's the thing. We've been reading studies because we're like, okay, what can we do? And now there are new studies that saying yelling at your kids can be as emotionally abusive as spanking them. And so I'm like, great, my kids, I'm going to be the one in 20 years when my kid's in therapy because mom yelled at me for opening the fridge and trying to eat cheese.
I mean, you just can be too soft also, you know, where they don't listen and they don't respect you. I don't know what the answer is.
I mean, we do punish. We take things away. Yep. We do punishments. You lose things. You get a chance. And then if you do it again, you're like, you chose this. I told you what would happen. So we enforce it and we follow through. He just does not care. And I don't know what to do because that is so the opposite of me and all my little rule following. Everything has to be by the book. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'll burn your damn book.
The Burt Show. Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.